In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Salzo, and we're continuing with the new era and the divine will. We're on volume 13, July 20th, 1921. Louisa says, continuing in my usual state, and her usual state was suffering. I, Louisa, was feeling very much embittered and was saying to myself, Lord, your will alone is left to me. I have nothing else. Everything has disappeared. So here, Louisa is lamenting that her family isn't around. She can't get to church. She's paralyzed in bed. She's not eating, drinking, or sleeping. And she says, your holy divine will alone is left to me. I have nothing else but this. Everything else has disappeared. Everything of the earth has disappeared. Again, this is what Jesus is doing with us. Okay? When you read the book of heaven, you begin to understand why your friends are gone, why your family's not around, why you don't have what you had before. Why? Jesus has to strip us of everything in order to give us the divine will. Why? We're like Eve in the garden, attracted to all the things, listening to the serpent, you know, talking, dialoguing with the serpent. And Jesus says, I want you to be free of everything so that I can begin again this abundant life that I breathed into Adam. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to be stripped of everything. That's family. That's friends. That's reputation. Everything has to be taken away. Whatever you delighted in before, your tastes, your human tastes, everything has to be taken away. A lot of people are addicted to sports. And on Sundays, that's what they do. They watch sports. They don't keep holy the Sabbath, but Sunday becomes a sports day, the sports day. And as Catholics, what we say is, I want to focus on Jesus. I want to focus on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want to focus on Our Lady. I want to focus on Louisa. This is the Lord's Day, Sunday. And what happens? Your family gets upset with you. Your neighbors get upset with you. What do you mean you can't go to this? There's nothing wrong with sports. No, there's nothing wrong with sports. But we keep everything in order. Sunday's the Lord's Day. And we give it back to Him. We say to Him, you are my Savior, my Lord, my God. Today is your day. Everything else disappears. As you begin to do this, your taste for that sport goes away. Your focus becomes more on Jesus. So He says this, Jesus, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, that's where Jesus reigns, is the interior of Louisa. And what we want is we want to have what Jesus gave to Louisa. Him reigning in us. We consecrate our hearts to Jesus. It's His throne. And we say, I want to learn how to have you moving in my interior as well. It's going to happen, but you're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to focus on this. So Jesus says, my daughter Louisa, my divine will is all that must be left to you. Did you hear what Jesus said? My divine will is all that must be left to you. I'm going to take everything away. Why? He says, your human will is a rusty penny. He says, give me that rusty penny. Just put it in, give it to me, and I will fill you with gold. I will fill you with blocks of gold. He says, that's my divine will. But what we do is we say, but that's my rusty penny. If I don't have my rusty penny, I won't have it anymore. Jesus says, that's right. Most people cannot give up their human will because they treasure their human will. They delight in their human will. This is why sports are on Sunday. It's because they don't delight in God. They don't treasure in God. There's nothing wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. But we have to focus on God, and God will strip us, if we wish, of everything so that we have him and him alone. And he says, this divine will is symbolized by water. Okay, so he's saying, look at the oceans of the world. The divine will is like water. While it appears abundant in the seas and the rivers and the wells and the rest of the earth appears as if there's no water. Think about the desert of the Sahara Desert. Yet there is not one point of earth which is not soaked with water. Okay. There are no buildings in which water has not been the first element in order to build them. There is no food in which water does not hold its primary place. Otherwise, it would be arid food which man could not even swallow. So here Jesus is saying, you look at the world, and it's very, very clear. It's a new beginning that's coming. And he says, I'm going to show you that everything possesses the divine will. Everything possesses the divine will. So that's why when we do our rounds, this is when we do our acts in the divine will. We do the acts in the divine will, one with Jesus. Why? To repair and redo. In the name of every human being, past, present, and future. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to understand that what the Lord has planned from the beginning of time, that we be alive at this time to read and to study and to put into practice these truths. Why? He wants us to work with Louisa to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? To go back to live the abundant life that Adam had before the fall. Adam didn't get sick. Adam had all the sciences, Jesus said. He knew everything. This is what God breathed into him, that he would know the value of all the plants and animals that were around him. Why God created that for mankind. He had an abundance of what God is going to bring to us. Think of the idiot savants. The idiot savants, they, with one part of their brain, they know numbers, they know dates, like no other human. Jesus is showing us there that even the idiot savants are promising what's coming. It's a knowledge that is not of the fallen human nature. It's a knowledge that God gives to those souls. And that's what's coming. What's coming is a new beginning. What's coming is a magnificent beginning. And our God is asking us, pleading with us, are you ready for this new era? Now think about it. If you want to go someplace, you have to buy a ticket to get on a plane. Okay? You get on the plane and you go to the place that your destination. The ticket to get into the kingdom, Jesus tells us, to live this abundant life is the book of heaven. To focus on this book of heaven. And then what happens is you see all the other things around you are all pointing to what God is going to do. You look, read the saints. They all pointed to the divine will without knowing it was the divine will. You look at the history of the world. Everything points to what God is going to do. The stars in the heavens point to what God is going to do. You become aware of all that is around you. You begin to breathe in this divine will as you never did before. So Jesus is showing us, he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. Jesus says this, the strength that the water contains is such and so great. This is now he's talking about this water, but he's also talking about the divine will. That if it had free field to go out of its bounds of the sea, it would devastate and terrify the entire earth. My will is more than water, Jesus says. It is true that in certain points, epochs and circumstances, it is as though imbounded with the most extensive seas, extensive rivers, extensive wells, but there is not one thing from the greatest to the smallest in which my most holy divine will does not run, does not hold its primary place. So this Jesus is showing us why we do the acts of creation, the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption. Even though it's hidden, just as water is hidden in the earth, such that it's, although it does not appear, even in the desert, it is the one that makes the plants vegetate and give life to the roots. However, listen to this. When my divine love will make the era, the new era of my divine will arise, the new era of the maximum benefit towards all of mankind, then, Jesus says, the seas, the rivers of my holy divine will overflow. This is what's coming. And its gigantic waves come out. Mankind will be overwhelmed because everything is going to be in my divine will. It's not going to be hidden any longer, Jesus says. But when that day comes, its roaring waves will make themselves be seen by everyone. And they will touch everyone, past, present, and future. And those who want to resist this current, waves of the divine will risk to lose their lives. Jesus says abundant life is coming. And he says, get ready for this abundant life. It's coming. And Jesus says, now, see, this is important. Now, since my divine will alone is left to you, Louisa, and to you, the little children of the holy divine will linked to Louisa, you are like water which holds the primary place over all goods and in all things, both in heaven and on earth. Do you see why Jesus wants us to read the book of heaven? He's saying, what I'm going to do is fill you, Louisa, and fill the little children of the holy divine will. The primary place over all the goods and all things, both in heaven and on earth. And when my divine will come out of its bonds, your will, and this is what Jesus is asking, disappeared within my holy divine will have its primary place. What more do you want? The primary place, so let me tell you about that. Jesus says, when you get to heaven, I'm going to give you a new name. This is what he says to Louisa, the little children of the holy divine will. And your new name will be my will. And in heaven, Jesus will point, he'll show the angels and the saints. See that person over there? That's my will. See the person over there? That's my will. See that person over there? That's my will. They were the first little children of the holy divine will linked to Louisa. What Jesus is asking of us, what Jesus is pleading with us, is to allow him to accomplish what he has planned. So he has to take everything away. Because if anything is there, anything that's human, we will be attracted to it until we are focused on the divine. Once that happens, once you are freed of the human and begin to live in the divine, you will be filled with heaven, peace, joy, and happiness. You'll be filled with abundant life. So God is looking at us and God is praying to us. He's praying. He's asking us to pray to him and say, come, divine will. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We ask that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.